This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tony Bruschi, thanks for joining us. A verdict has been reached in the New Hampshire versus Adam Montgomery case. This is the case of weapons charges against him. He is the father of missing Harmony Montgomery and is standing trial on charges unrelated to his daughter's presumed death as of right now, but faces murder charges in another trial later in the year. Let's go to the courtroom right now for the latest and the verdict.
Please be seated. The defendant remains standing, and would the foreperson please stand? Madam foreperson, it's the court's understanding that the jury has reached a verdict in this matter.
Yes.
As to charge ID 2008742C, charging the defendant, Adam Montgomery, with the crime of armed career criminal as it relates to the shotgun, do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
You say, Madam Foreperson, that the defendant is guilty?
Yes.
So say you all, ladies and gentlemen of the jury? As to charge ID 2008743C, charging the defendant, Adam Montgomery, with the crime of armed career criminal as it relates to the rifle. Do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
You say, Madam Foreperson, that the defendant is guilty?
Yes.
So say you all, ladies and gentlemen of the jury?
Yes.
As to charge ID 1964101C, charging the defendant with the crime of receiving stolen property as it relates to the shotgun. Do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
You say that the defendant is guilty, Madam Foreperson?
Yes.
So say you all, ladies and gentlemen of the jury?
Yes.
And as to charge ID 1964100C, charging the defendant, Adam Montgomery, with the crime of receiving stolen property as it relates to the rifle, do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
You say that the defendant is guilty, Madam Foreperson?
Yes.
So say you all, ladies and gentlemen of the jury?
Yes. Yes.
And on charge ID 1964099C, charging the defendant, Adam Montgomery, with the crime of theft by unauthorized taking as it relates to the shotgun. Do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
You say that the defendant is guilty, Madam Foreperson?
Yes.
So say you all, ladies and gentlemen of the jury?
Yes.
And as to charge ID 1964098C, charging the defendant, Adam Montgomery, with the crime of theft by unauthorized taking, as it relates to the rifle, do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
You say that he's guilty, Madam Foreperson?
Yes.
So say you all, ladies and gentlemen of the jury?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to have the alternates return to the jury deliberation room along with the deliberating jurors. You may now speak about the case, so if the... Yes?
Prior to the release,
okay.
And don't object to a poll as to the verdict instead of one at a time.
On all of the verdicts together for each juror?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm now going to poll the jury, so I'll ask you each individually for your verdict. And this is as to all charges. So on charge ID 2008742C, charging the defendant with the crime of armed career criminal as it relates to the shotgun.
Hang on one moment.
So, members of the jury, this is to as to all of the charges. So, juror number two, how do you find the defendant on all charges, guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Juror number three? Juror number four?
Guilty.
Juror number six?
Guilty.
Juror number seven?
Guilty.
Juror number eight?
Guilty.
Juror number nine?
Guilty.
Juror number 10?
Guilty.
Juror number 11?
Guilty.
Juror number 12?
Guilty.
Juror number 13?
Guilty.
And juror number 14?
Guilty.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So I am now going to return the alternates to the deliberation room and return all of the deliberating jurors there as well. You are now able to speak to the alternates about the case. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be here for just another moment, and then I will come back and speak with you, and then you will be released for the day, okay? So you can bring the jurors back. All rise for the jurors, please.
Great.
may be seated. So, counsel, we just need to address the issue of timing for sentencing. So I'm going to look to you, Attorney Smith. What is your view about timing for sentencing?
I can do it in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, convenience of the court.
Okay, and do you have any idea how long you anticipate needing for this hearing? And I'll be asking the state the same.
I think no more than an hour for our position on sentencing.
Okay. And Attorney Agati, any time after the, I'll say 3 weeks, I don't know that the court will have time in the next 3 weeks, but any time after that, is that satisfactory to the state as well?
It is, Your Honor. Oh. We would estimate probably about the same amount of time, maybe a little bit less for our presentation. I think 2 hours total would be able to incorporate the whole hearing.
Okay, and I will tell you that I do want any proposed sentencing sheets, and if you intend to provide sentencing memorandum, I do want those 5 days prior to the scheduled hearing, so five days in advance of the hearing. So we will send notice. We'll look for a hearing date. We'll send a notice out if that date conflicts with, I know you all have other things as well. If it does conflict, then communicate with each other and file something with the court, maybe with some proposed dates. Somehow we'll, or maybe I'll get you in for a quick scheduling conference if it looks like we're going to have trouble coordinating the schedules, okay? But we'll send something out when we can find a two-hour time slot, all right?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
That's the latest and the guilty verdict. We, of course, will continue to cover Adam Montgomery as time inches closer for the trial of his missing daughter, who's presumed dead, who was not reported missing for at least 2 years. I'm Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our coverage. Stay with us.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.